Though electric vehicles currently make up a sliver of auto sales, automakers have seen enough to know the future is indeed electric. Registrations for EVs in the U.S. shot up 60% in the first few months of 2022. But to really embrace that future, the auto industry has to adjust its workforce. And as NPR's Arzu Rezvani reports, white-collar workers may be among the first to feel the impact.
Here in a Ford factory in Dearborn, Michigan, a stone's throw from where the company rolled out its Model T 100-some years ago, the future is taking shape.
Very busy day. It's always busy in here. They need these trucks. Yeah, high demand, so we gotta put them out.
That's 28-year-old assembly line worker Jalen Jones, who's in the middle of his 11-hour shift. He used to work on America's best-selling vehicle, the gas-powered F-150. But demand for its slick new electric counterpart, the Lightning, is so high, Ford has been retraining workers like Jones to help ramp up production. As the auto industry goes all in on EVs, what's emerging is just how much of the auto workforce will change with it. Electric vehicles have fewer parts. They'll require fewer factory workers like Jones. But certain white-collar engineering jobs, those tied to gas engines, won't go unscathed either, says Michelle Krebs of Cox Automotive.
There will be layoffs, but there will also be new hires because there's different kinds of workers that are needed. Software engineers are hugely important in EVs.
That's because electric vehicles are essentially computers on wheels, and who better to develop them than software engineers, says Krebs. Problem is, there aren't enough of those engineers right now. Ford's chief learning officer, Craig DeWald, says universities that were once a reliable talent pipeline for the auto industry are still too focused on gas engines and transmissions.
The universities are recognizing they're behind, they've got to catch up, and they've got their own learning to do to really sort of come along and, you know, continue to be relevant in the way the world's changing.
About an hour's drive from Ford at the University of Michigan, about 100 graduate students, many with industry experience, are shuffling into Professor Arthur Hyde's automotive engineering class.
I know, I've applied to German companies.
On this day, they're learning about China's market, the largest electric vehicle market in the world.
This is a competitive world. China's got 100 car makers.
After class, Professor Hyde, a former Ford engineer himself, explains that the department has been trying to offer more relevant courses, but it's been hard to find the right professors.
We can't find anybody who's teaching systems engineering for software. And that's the key issue. Every program gets delayed because of that.
It's a vexing growing pain. Both industry and academia are adjusting, even though this epic transformation is well underway. And so they're finding talent farther afield. A growing number of students in Hyde's classes are from China and India, a talent pool U.S. automakers are also tapping into.
Most companies I'm aware of have engineering centers in India that do nothing but writing software. It's almost like an assembly plant.
Expanding electric fleets, adjusting the workforce, it all goes to show America's path to an electric future won't be simple or straightforward. Automakers can't completely let go of gas cars yet. They're still huge moneymakers. While companies hire certain workers, they'll also gradually fire others, as Ford did last month when it let go of 3,000 white-collar employees. It's a pivotal moment, and the industry is reassessing everything, says Jen Waldo, Ford's chief people officer.
So look, transformations are messy. They're ambiguous, and as a part of this transformation, we have to look at every aspect of everything that we do across every function.
And so the race is on, not simply to reach the electric future, but to find the right minds to get us there. Arzu Rezvani, NPR News, Dearborn, Michigan.